The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Radio Friends on Thursday, August the 29th. We're going to talk about food today. How about tomatoes and mushroom?
Wait,
and they both go well together. Let's start, first of all, with tomatoes. Tim Reinbott is with us, Bradford Farm. Good to have you here. And congratulations on that wonderful event you had on organic farming.
Yes, we had a great turnout for that, and we're going to do that again.
Good. Good. You're here today to talk about something that everybody gets so excited about, the Tomato Festival.
That's correct. That's our ninth one that we've had.
And that's a week from today.
Right, from 4 to 7. And we have 168 varieties of tomatoes planted this year.
How many?
168.
Okay. And people are going to be able to sample and see.
They will. Now, the heirlooms are kind of strange. Sometimes they'll be... We'll have a whole bunch of them. Sometimes we won't, but we'll have most of them there.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and the tomatoes last year at this time we were talking.
Oh my
last
gosh.
Year was just awful.
with
everything because we had the
delete
drought
that year.
Yeah, I was afraid we were starting that way again this year, but the tomatoes are doing better.
They are, and these. You know, we've had some cool weather.
Yeah.
The last two or three weeks, and it slowed them down maturity a little bit, but their quality and the taste is really good.
Mm-hmm. And this year I planted some little tiny cherry tomatoes. I've never had those before. Mm-hmm. It's like eating candy. They are so sweet. In fact, I go to pick them, and I end up eating half of them before I get back to the house because they're so good, just right off the vine.
Right. And what do you expect? The names have the word sugar in them.
Right.
Or sweet in them. So, yes, they're wonderful.
Tell us, when people want to come out to the Tomato Festival.
Oh, okay. Well, we've got the tomatoes to taste. We've got peppers. We have over 100 varieties of peppers, everything from bell peppers to the flaming hot ones. Mm-hmm. But what's really neat.
You have Big Bertha?
Yes, we do have Big Bertha.
Oh, I love Big Bertha.
Yes. But, of course, you know, when you have tomatoes and peppers, you have salsa.
Yeah.
So we'll have well over a dozen different restaurants bringing out salsas for folks to try. That's my favorite part. Mm-hmm. And also we'll have a competition among some chefs about the best salsa.
Now, where are you going to do this?
In our conference building.
Yeah.
There we'll have the sauces in there. We'll have some informational talks in there. And then under the big tent, we'll have our tasting.
Okay, so that is a week from today.
Uh-huh.
People come out to Bradford Farms. Tell them where you're located.
We're off WW in Rangeline Road, just south on Rangeline, 2 miles. And you'll see the MU columns just turn in. And if it was me, I'd get there around 4 or 5 o'clock.
Because you're going to have a lot of people.
Yes, we are. We have over 630 people.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Now, are people going to be able to go out and look at the tomatoes growing?
We sure will. The patch is open, and Jim Quinn, our regional horticulture specialist, he'll be out there to answer any questions that you might have. And we also will have some trap cropping, you know, to help keep those insects off. We'll have pollinators. We'll have different trellising methods of tomatoes. Lots of information.
You know, I haven't had problems with the insects on my tomatoes this year either.
This has been a
better year.
It really has.
It's been a better year.
The diseases are down, and it's just great.
But I've tried to be organic this year, and I'm brewing this compost tea, and I think that has had a lot to do with keeping the fungus off.
It does, because, you know, those are microorganisms. They help to make the plant stronger.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Tim Reinbott, thank you so much for coming by. But mark it on your calendar if you want to go to the Tomato Festival. It's free.
It is.
Bradford Farms, a week from today.
A week from today.
What time do you say?
4 to 7.
Okay, all right. Tim Reinbott, thank you so
thank
much.
You now,
all. Stay where you are because we're going to talk about mushrooms now. The Missouri Mycological Society is with us. We have Dana Drake and Stan Hudson. Good to have both of you here. Did you bring in a whole big basket of mushrooms?
Yes.
You got to look at these mushrooms. Go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows, and then Radio Friends, and you can see what kind of mushrooms are these.
These are chanterelle mushrooms. They're a very good edible gourmet mushroom that's readily available in our woods right now.
You found these in our forest?
Yes, I actually picked these within a couple miles of the radio station here. And
oh, my gosh.
And it only took me about 30 minutes to get all those because when you find them, they're everywhere.
This is a basket. You must have 10 pounds of mushrooms here.
Oh, yeah, at least.
Easily 10 pounds of mushroom. And they're edible.
Yes, and they're fairly easy to recognize because you can't see them on the radio, but they're bright orange in color.
Well, if they go to the website, kbia.org, click on Talk Shows, and then Radio Friends, and watch this, and you can see what we're talking about.
And when you turn them over, they're more smooth. They don't have gills like a traditional mushroom that we think of. Uh-huh. The other thing is the smell. If you smell them, they kind of have a fruity smell. They smell more like apricots than mushrooms.
Oh, a little bit, but I can smell the good earth on them, too.
Yes.
Now, how would you prepare these?
Oh, those would be just great, just sautéed.
Sauté in
just
butter?
Just a little bit of oil, a little bit of butter. You don't want to overpower them with anything flavor.
Yeah.
With
tomatoes?
Oh, with some tomatoes,
of course.
You can
make them with the tomatoes right there. But, or you could dip them in a little bit of flour and then do quick fry in olive oil.
You could fry them, but these I would not fry as much. They're not like morels.
Okay,
they're much better by
them.
Themselves.
They have
yes.
a good...
They have a really good flavor.
Okay. Oh, that looks so good. Now, it's Monday, September the 9th, you're having a...
We have the opportunity to have Dr. Britt Bunyard.
He is the editor of Fungi Magazine.
Okay, Fungi Magazine.
Yep.
And what's going to happen on September the 9th?
He will be giving us a talk. Actually, it's an interactive talk. He'll be doing some chaga tea, which is a medicinal mushroom. So at 5 o'clock, we'll be doing a foray. At 6 o'clock, he'll actually be making the tea that we can enjoy while he's talking to us more about it.
Okay. Is there a charge for this?
That is free.
It's free.
And open to anybody who's interested. It is...
It's at the NBC Regional Office, which is out off of Discovery Parkway, right west there of 63 Highway, just south of town.
Okay. And it is free?
Yes.
It's Monday, September the 9th at what time?
Starts at 5, where we'll do a little foray in the woods and find some mushrooms, and then... Okay. Dr. Bunyard's going to talk at 6.
And then you have something coming up on October the 12th.
We do. We have probably what's our most widely anticipated and participated in workshop, which is the Edible Mushroom Identification Workshop. And that'll be going on the weekend that we have a foray planned so that folks can come in and hunt over the weekend, and actually fall is the best time for finding our edible mushrooms.
Okay, so that is Saturday, October the 12th, and if you want more information, the website is?
You can go to momyco.org, that's momyco.org, or you can email me at mid.mo.mushrooms@gmail.com.
Okay, sounds good. So we got tomatoes and mushrooms. Everything is covered. Everything good. We're out of time for today. Thank you so much for coming by. I want to remind you our program is directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Rich Polzine, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And you really should go on to the KBIA website and watch this segment so you can see what these mushrooms look like. They are gorgeous. 10 pounds of mushrooms sitting right in front of us. That's kbia.org. Click on Talk Shows and then Radio Friends. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.